so much talk of late about red meat. Is it a dietary friend or foe? Well, in this week's Healthy Eats segment, Terry Podolak, Upstate Registered Dietitian, is here with some answers. Hey, Terry.
Hi, Linda.
How you doing?
Good, thanks.
So to begin with, what is the nutritional value of meat?
Meat helps us with our tissue repair and replacement. It's really the architecture of our muscles and our bones. Meat also is an important source of iron, and it also helps build some of our enzymes and our hormones. It provides us with some of our B vitamins, particularly B12, which is good for our nerve cells and our red blood cells also.
I've often heard that meat also is a very important source of protein.
Yes, it's a main reason. Again, it's to help repair and heal. If we've had a wound, we need extra protein for tissue repair and replacement.
So what is nutritionally bad about meat? We've heard these alleged stories that eating red meat cause heart disease or cancer.
Yeah, I think what happens is people make meat the center of the plate where it really should be the side of the plate. It needs to be a quarter of the plate and fill your plate with vegetables. But as far as disease prevention, yes, they're looking at studies. They look at more maybe the processed meats, the cold cuts and things that have more nitrates in them or higher in sodium. So, you know, and meat traditionally we know is a little bit higher in fat, harder to digest. So, again, I think if we look at just the portion of it, meat has definite health benefits, but we need to make sure we include those vegetables.
So when it comes to cancer, there have been some results that have shown, I guess, that there's a higher incidence of colorectal cancer, that kind of thing. But for the most part, I think what I've come across is that the jury is out. The studies are not conclusive in terms of that red meat does really raise the risk of either heart disease or cancer.
Exactly. And you know what they're really promoting now, too? Look at grass-fed meat, because that has an omega-3 higher content. So that will, again, that's another health benefit that will help you. But again, I think it's a portion and where our red meat is coming from. So, you know, further studies I'm sure will show, but I think right now when we're shopping, we need to look for grass-fed meat, protein source of eggs, see that they're, you know, are they free-range eggs? What are our eggs eating? What are meat? I often purchase bison from a local market, so the bison are ranging free and eating grass. It's a nice lower-fat red meat.
How much red meat should you eat?
About 4 ounces really is all we need, and the Mediterranean.
You mean at a sitting?
At a sitting.
But how about during a week? I mean, should you have meat at every meal?
No. Well, red meat, particularly the Mediterranean pyramid, only says monthly, so we want to include other, you know, meat sources.
What other sources of protein though would you recommend then if you're not eating red meat?
Right. Fish is wonderful. And, you know, vegetarians now, we want to push our beans, our nuts. Even people are eating a lot more quinoa. That's a good protein vegetarian source.
How about some dairy like cottage cheese? Does that also give you adequate protein?
Yeah, cottage cheese would be another source. Eggs, I like to emphasize again, the free-range eggs.
So basically, you can live very comfortably with meat if you do it in moderation.
Exactly.
But you can also do well without meat, if you make sure you get the things that'll give you B12 and all of those kinds of.
Yes, you may need a B12 supplement if you're vegetarian, but whatever your food preferences are,
you can manage it.
Yes.
Well, that's great. Thanks, Terry. Lots of food for thought.
Thank you.